Grab a cup of tea or a glass of wine and tune in for Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy on Tuesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Linda creates sacred space for leading female luminaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. A soulful venue where guests openly share the fears and obstacles they've overcome, wisdom and lessons learned, and the personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic, soulful living.
Welcome to Inspired Conversations. I'm host Linda Joy, visibility catalyst and best-selling publisher at Aspire Magazine and InspiredLivingPublishing.com. If you're a heart-centered, mission-driven female entrepreneur, coach, creative, or health practitioner, I invite you to learn how you can amplify your visibility in Inspired Living Publishing's upcoming book project, Shine, Stories to Inspire You to Dream Big, Feel Less, and Blaze Your Own Trail. You can get all the details when they're released at shine-book.com. You know, within each one of us is the power to rise above pain and struggle and the ability to transform into the highest versions of ourselves. My own journey from single welfare mom to best-selling publisher is a testimony to the power of awakening to the life we are meant to live and to the authentic truth of who we are. And I got to tell you, it's a message I am so passionate about sharing with women and why I am so honored to bring you today's special guest, my dear friend and Inspired Living Publishing author, transformational life coach Patricia Young. Patricia is a transformational life coach and strategist, international best-selling author, the host of the popular Awakening to Life podcast, the founder of Inner Prosperity Academy, and the author of the just-released bestseller, Awakening to Life, Your Sacred Guide to Consciously Creating a Life of Purpose, Magic, and Miracles. And she's also the best-selling co-author of Inspiration for Woman's Soul, Cultivating Joy. She's a frequent contributor to Aspire Magazine and multiple other media platforms, as well as a sought-after media and summit guest. Patricia passionately supports sensitive and growth-oriented women in identifying and living their highest life vision. Her keen insight, nurturing energy, and proven strategies help women take action to bring this vision into reality so they can live the life they came here to live, both personally and professionally. Welcome, Patricia.
Oh, thank you, Linda. It's an honor to be here with you. Thank you for having me.
You know, I've loved your work for a long time. Even before you became an author with Inspired Living Publishing, there was something about the truth and vulnerability in all of your articles and blog posts that drew me to your message. And in your book, that is what I believe is really deeply connecting with so many readers. You went deep. You not only share your story, but you also share the processes and insights that allowed you not only to change your life, but has helped you transform the lives of so many of your clients. So, yeah. Patricia, what led you on this whole personal and spiritual development journey?
Yeah, well, you know, some people know my story, you know my story, but for, you know, the ones that don't know me that well, my journey started, I would say, probably about 4-5 years ago when I was feeling very disconnected from myself, and I was feeling kind of lost, mainly professionally, because other areas of my life were fine. I was happy, but professionally, I felt kind of lost and empty inside, and I knew I was not really living a life that was expressing authentically my true desires and my calling. So that was creating some internal chaos. And I knew there was so much more that I could do, but I didn't know where to start, what it was that I could do. So I started feeling some anxiety and panic attacks. And so that internal chaos started developing physical symptoms and emotional symptoms. And I started doing some digging and some, you know, introspection. And at the same time that I was going through that process, two friends of mine passed away to cancer 2 months apart from one another. So that was really intense for me to witness. And that was, like, I would say, one of the biggest catalysts for me to really realize that we're here today, but we might not be here tomorrow, right? And so that's when I was saying, I started asking myself, am I really allowing myself to live my own greatness? Do I even know what my greatness is? So I know some days not in the calendar, because I saw that through the, you know, my friends passing away. And that's when I started really taking action and saying, well, I know that I cannot continue living my life feeling this way, because it's not what I'm supposed to be feeling, right? So I started looking for help. I found a coach, and that's when I started really connecting the dots and knowing that I was meant for doing bigger things and living a fuller life. And but everything started with me allowing myself to explore and giving myself permission to understand that there were other options in my life.
And what I know from your journey too, and your message, and it was such a, it has been such a great reminder for me, as well as the audience that you serve, you know, through your writing and speaking, is that we're here to live from a place of joy. We're not here to live, as you know, as you shared, in anxiety and self-doubt. But a lot of us don't know how to get from point A to point B, right? It's almost like we're asleep in our lives. And I can speak from experience. I've been there. And like on autopilot, and you chose to write your book, Awakening to Life, Your Sacred Guide to Consciously Creating a Life of Purpose, Magic, and Miracles, to empower other women to see where they're asleep in their lives, where they're kind of settling for a life less than they deserve. And it became this driving passion of yours to kind of wake up all women and men who read the book also, to say enough is enough.
Right. Exactly. Yeah. Cause how can you, it really breaks my heart, because I was there and I know that, it's a struggle, right? So we're living this beautiful life from a place of pain and confusion, and you know, it's devastating for me to see other people live this way. And it's like we're spiritually bankrupt in a way. You know, we're not connecting with our inner guidance. We're not connecting with our inner wisdom. We're so disconnected from ourselves that we actually are not open to listen to the whispers of our soul, right? The messages that our soul are trying to tell us, we're not open to listen to those. So we continue, like you were saying, living on autopilot, going through the motions every day, and that's how we spend our life. Unfortunately, a lot of people leave this world without even realizing this.
It's so true. And like you said, when you face your own mortality, as you did losing friends, I lost a multitude of friends in a period of 11 months about 5 years ago, and a family member. And it does. It shifts something within you of, what am I doing? Why am I not following my heart, following my joy, following my passion? And what I love about your book, too, is two words that really spoke to me, because I live my life from this place of purpose, magic, and miracles, right? Like, first we have to find our purpose and do the deep inner work, and everyone's purpose is different. But as you and I and many, many others have discovered, that when you do, it's like you align with the magic of the divine, right? Miracles start to happen. Things start to unfold. And it's what we want for everyone. And I know that's the purpose for you behind writing this book, is let's support others in tapping into this power that's within them. That's the beauty of what you share in the book, Patricia, is you're reminding everyone that the power is within them. It's not outside themselves.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's within us, and we just have to, like I said before, give ourselves permission allow ourselves to explore, allow ourselves to really take back the reins of our lives and be more aware and embrace life, you know, and begin making our own decisions based on what feels authentic to us, not to anybody else, not to our loved ones. Because sometimes we do this because there's so many expectations, right? But these expectations could be coming from people around us, from our society, from our culture. But do they really feel authentic? Do they really feel expansive? Or are they keeping us really playing small and making our decisions based on what we should do, right? So we don't make anybody mad at us. And it's sad when we live life from that place.
Yeah, and I know I spent most of, I'm 55 now, I probably spent until my late 30s living by the shoulds and have-tos, mm-hmm. right? The shoulds and have-tos that I imposed upon myself just to say, to feel valued, but also the shoulds and have-tos of my family and the community, because I was trying to, I'm a creative free spirit, but I was trying to smother that. And be what everyone wanted me to be. And I did it because I wanted to fit in. And I think that's something we can all relate to, because I believe at one time or another in our lives, we've all smothered the essence of who we are to fit in to somebody else's yeah. idea of who we are.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. like I say, we shrink to fit in, right?
Yeah.
We make ourselves really small so we can fit in. We can get approval from other people and, it is sad.
It is sad. But the good news is, as you and I both know from our own personal experience in overcoming so much in our lives, is there is another way. And it's the path to joy, to authenticity, to living, I say, a passionate life, right? It's like you wake up with this different energy every day once you know you are living authentically. And when we come back from our first break, Patricia, I want to talk about authenticity even more when we come back. And I'll be back in a moment with my special guest, Patricia Young of InnerProsperityAcademy.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. Om Times Radio. IOM FM.
Ladies, your story has the power to transform lives. Four-time best-selling boutique publishing company, Inspired Living Publishing, is dedicated to sharing women's stories of hope, love, and transformation with the intention to inspire and empower their readers to believe in the power of possibility. Share your story in an upcoming print or Kindle project. Visit inspiredlivingpublishing.com today.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at Om Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. Om Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul, every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Hey, America, we need to have a little talk. We've got more food than we know what to do with in this country, yet 17 million kids in America are struggling with hunger. Makes no sense. Luckily, the Feeding America nationwide network of food banks has volunteers gathering excess food and getting it to hungry kids. They're kind of like food angels. Hey, become a food angel yourself by supporting Feeding America and your local food bank at feedingamerica.org. We can't do it without your help. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
This is OTRFM, part of the IOM Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Inspired Conversations. With me today is transformational life coach and strategist and best-selling author of Awakening to Life, your sacred guide to consciously creating a life of purpose, magic, and miracles. You can grab your copy of the book at awakeningtolifebook.com. So, Patricia, you know from our personal relationship and the circle of women that we're in, that authenticity is a big word for me. And it's part of the reason I do this show is to bring authentic, heart-centered conversations like this one to women, to inspire them to shed the masks and the stories they've been telling themselves. Mm-hmm. As you were writing the book and diving deep into your own voice and your own journey through authenticity, what are some of the, I would say, the most important insights you learned on your journey that you want to share with the listeners today?
Oh, yeah. Well, to me, it was really shocking to realize that I was not loving myself for so long, right? Because based on different experiences that I had as I was growing up, right, I created these self-image around myself that to me I was not good enough, I was not pretty enough, I was not interesting enough, well, you name it, I was not enough. So those self-stories were driving my decisions, were driving the actions that I was taking, right? And basically that I was getting as a result confirmation of those beliefs that I had about myself. So to me, everything started to when I really understood that I invested so many years learning how to unlove myself, right? To see myself as flawed, as broken at some point. And I felt very unworthy. So to me, everything started shifting when I started really loving myself more unapologetically, to be honest with you, because we really don't have to apologize for loving ourselves. It's our birthright, and it's our responsibility to love ourselves and to really start connecting with our own truth and our own voice and to really feel that we're liberating ourselves from that person that we built around us because we did it ourselves, basically.
Oh, I completely agree that when we're in that dense energy and we don't love and honor ourselves, that that's what we attract into our life, people in situations and things like that that match that vibration.
Right.
But as you do the inner work, as you so beautifully talk about in the book and bring us through the processes, everything on as we shift on the inside, everything on the outside starts to mirror healthier relationships, more joyful opportunities and experiences come our way. Did you slowly notice the changes in your life, or did you go through the inner transformation and to loving yourself and then wake up one day and go, wow, my life's completely different, and then be able to look back and say, this is why it's different? Or did you feel it happening as it was happening?
I think it was a combination of the two, I would say, because when you're starting with the whole process, you're not really aware of the, or you're not 100% believing, right, that those new decisions, that new inner conversation is going to create different results. And so you're more into the process and more aware of yourself, and then you're more paying more attention to what you're getting as a result based on your new beliefs and your new habits and your new inner conversation, right? Like you say, that's going to start creating a result, an outer result, and that's going to mirror, it's going to match that vibration. So to me, at the beginning, I don't think I was really aware of what was going on until later, where I was studying more, right, about myself, and of course, I got help. I was not doing this by myself because I got to a point where I knew that I needed help. So with the help of my coach and the inner work that I was doing, I started understanding more and more how the whole process works.
It's so powerful. And I love that you said that about asking for help, right? Because to me, having a coach is one of the key ways I changed my life. Because we can't shift our thoughts and beliefs easily and effortlessly on our own because they've been so ingrained. And for some of us, it's been a lifetime of being ingrained in, right? So we don't see our stories, our triggers, et cetera. So thank you for sharing that so openly that I'm the same way. I changed my life by turning to others. And having a transformational life coach on your side is life-changing. And I'll tell you, it actually accelerates the healing process. Isn't that what you found, Patricia?
Yes,
exactly. It might have taken you years to do it on your own, same with me. But when you have someone holding space for you, as you do for your clients, and mirroring, holding up a mirror for your client to see, it's life-changing. It's how I've accelerated my healing journey. I know what's worked for you, and I know what you do for your clients.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because what happens is that sometimes we're not aware of our, excuses, responses that we give to people, the conversations that we're having with other people. But when you have someone that, in a loving way is supporting you, and it's like you said, it's putting a mirror in front of you, and it's saying, listen, this is your story again. This is coming from your old story again. You need reminders sometimes, like, oh my God, it's true. Like you said, it's been like ingrained for so long. It's not going to change from one day to the other. And you need to do the work yourself, but sometimes, and a lot of times I would say, you need that support, someone holding sacred space for you where you feel safe to share and be honest and be vulnerable, and having someone that can see you from a different point of view and can see the potential in you that you probably and believe more in you than you believe in yourself sometimes.
It's so true. And the other thing I have found too, and you and I have had many conversations about this, is sometimes we are so ingrained at labeling ourselves, right, and not loving ourselves enough. But a coach sees the best part of us, right, and kind of like mirrors back the gifts that we have that maybe we're not seeing at that point in our lives. Mm-hmm. And I think it's such a sacred gift when a coach holds space in that way, because sometimes we forget the truth of who we are. We forget the gifts we have, the power. We forget our own amazingness that we were gifted with when we were birthed. Mm-hmm. And it's been life-changing for me. To have someone hold space for me that way, and now I gift it back by holding space for other women. So one of the chapters in your book, and it really spoke to me, even just hearing the chapter title, is removing the armor from your heart, because I was like, whoa, right? I'm like, I said, oh, shit, this is going to be a deep one, because I've been there. I remember what it felt like in my 20s and 30s to feel, and I would actually say this to myself, Patricia, and I'm sure you've heard this from clients, like, oh, no, I'm not letting that armor down. This is what keeps me safe. And I remember, like, envisioning a brick wall around my heart in my 20s and 30s, because it was like, oh, no, I'm not getting hurt again.
Right.
And you and I know that we think we're protecting ourselves, but we're actually preventing ourselves from feeling all the amazingness of life. So let's talk about that chapter and the insights that you discovered on your own personal path, as well as the work you do with clients.
Right. Well, to me, this was like a big part of the process of self-healing in my case. And I know that this has helped a lot of my clients as well, because it's not when we say forgiveness and when we say releasing, right, removing that armor from their heart, we might feel that this is related to something that someone else did to us, and it could be the case, right, many times. But sometimes one of the things that are holding us back in a big way is actually not forgiving ourselves for different things, right? Because we carry these self stories with us, and we get stuck in that little victim role, or that is really not productive, right? When we feel that we actually betrayed ourselves at some point. And I know this was big for me too. And the forgiving piece for, in my case, was forgiving myself and forgiving others as well, right? And I understand that really forgiveness is healing. It's really a gift that I gave to myself. But at the beginning, when you start this whole process, you're like grabbing that thing, like if your life depends on that.
Yeah, but you're holding on so tightly because you think you've. It's almost like I came to believe that if I let this go, the vulnerability will be so unbearable, I can't live that way. Mm-hmm. But the truth I found out after I knocked down that brick wall that was around my heart was vulnerability and authenticity and everything that you share in your processes and in your book are the path to living a life of purpose, magic, and miracles. We cannot live our beautiful, authentic lives if we are so heavily armored.
Correct.
And something you said... go ahead, Patricia.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
Something you said a moment ago, you said forgiveness was for you. Because some people think, and I thought this way for 30 years, was I'm not going to forgive that person. And it's never about the other person.
No.
It's you are giving yourself the gift of forgiveness. It has nothing to do with the act or the other person. It's a gift you give yourself. And once I got that, I was able to then find forgiveness for the things I've done in my life. Did you find that too, that there's self-forgiveness and there's forgiveness of others, and the longer we hold on to not forgiving, we're only causing our own pain?
Yeah, because really, when we forgive, we're giving ourselves the gift of freedom, right? We're becoming free from the whole... from that dense energy that we're so attached to, right? But at the same time, you have to understand that this was big for me. When you forgive, the other person, in the case that someone did something to you, the other person will still have their own karmic debt for all their actions. You're not responsible for that, right? You're responsible for you, getting the freedom from forgiveness. But that person will pay for their own actions. You don't have anything to do with that. Just have to do yourself the favor of forgiving. So you can actually, and let me tell you something, forgiveness really takes courage. It really takes courage because you have to go beyond your personal story of pain and suffering and everything that we have, all the stories that we have put around that.
It's so true. It does take courage. And Patricia and I aren't here to say that forgiving is easy, right? Because there's a lot of layers to it, a lot of layers of healing. What we're saying is the journey and the discomfort is worth it.
Yeah.
And, everyone that knows my story, I've forgiven some major stuff in my life, including abuse as a child. And it was never for the other person. And I never consciously knew I was forgiving. I just kept doing my own inner work, my own inner healing. And one day I woke up and realized I had found forgiveness. And that is when my life as a single welfare mom, runaway, you name it, my life began to transform. And like you, Patricia, I can bring back the moment of my transformation to that moment that I found forgiveness.
Right, exactly.
And it's powerful. So we're going to take another break, and when we come back, I want to talk more about the power of forgiveness and a few other juicy topics. And I'll be back in a moment with Patricia Young, author of Awakening to Life, Your Sacred Guide to Consciously Creating a Life of Purpose, Magic, and Miracles. And I invite you right now to go grab a copy of Patricia's best-selling book at AwakeningToLifeBook.com, and for a limited time, when you do, you'll receive over 40 and counting transformational gifts from her friends. I'll be back in a moment.
Free your mind, expand your soul. Om Times Radio, IOM FM.
What if you could live the life of your dreams, the life that you came here to live? What if you were able to honor your gifts and passions, turn them into a heart-centered business, and make a big difference in the world, all while living authentically and doing the work you love? It is possible. Patricia Young, president and founder of InnerProsperityAcademy.com, knows that awakening to your own truth, aligning with your life purpose, and having your own business is one of the most exciting and courageous things you will ever do in your life. Patricia helps spiritual, sensitive, and growth-oriented women start, grow, or transition into a business they love so they can go from working for a paycheck to working for a mission. For supportive resources, programs, and more to help you do just that, visit InnerProsperityAcademy.com.
Magazine is one of the leading online content providers of positivity, wellness, and personal empowerment. A philanthropic organization, their net proceeds are funneled to support worldwide charity initiatives via Humanity Healing International. Through their commitment to creating community and providing conscious content, they aspire to uplift humanity on a global scale. OM Times, co-creating a more conscious lifestyle.
Hi everyone, this is Shea Parker, the host of Best of the Best, which airs live right here on IOM Radio every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern and 5 p.m. Pacific. I'm super excited to bring you expert guest hosts, spiritual discussions, free psychic readings, and so much more. I can promise that you will not want to miss this one-of-a-kind, fun, yet touching, down-to-earth show. Join us every Tuesday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, 9 p.m. Pacific on OTR-FM. This is Shea Parker, and I can't wait to see you there.
The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for Schoolgirls project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is. A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, you're listening to Inspired Conversations. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is transformational life coach and strategist, Patricia Young. And we're talking about authenticity, vulnerability, and forgiveness, and the journey to living a life of purpose, magic, and miracles. So I know that from knowing you personally that forgiveness played a big part in your life, played a big part in mine. After you went through, you know, the healing part of forgiveness, what was the next step for you? Was that once that layer was, I don't want to say cleared, but once that layer was balanced, was that when you found that you were able to connect to your guidance and your intuition more easily because you didn't have all that dense energy?
Yeah. And I realized how not forgiving, having those trapped emotions can actually affect your body, your emotions, and, you know, relationships that we have at the time, right? Because we're coming from that dense energy like we were talking about. But also, to me, when I understood that actually forgiving, it was for myself, not for the other person, I understood that I could use that energy that I was investing so intensely on starting doing something else for myself, right? Like, so one of the big things for me when I kind of realized one day, like, okay, well, I cannot continue living this way. This is not productive for myself. This is not good. It's not positive. Obviously, this is not giving me any joy at all, right? So I started asking myself, what can I do with these anger and this pain? How can I turn it into something more positive so I can move on, right? And get rid of this resentment and poison that was inside of me. So I really started connecting with that part of, okay, so what is it that I can do for myself? What is something loving that I can do for myself? And that's when I really started getting closer to paying more attention to things that I wanted to do and give myself the opportunity to have different experiences, right? And that was part of the process of forgiving myself as well. That was a big step because I understood that I deserved more, right? And I was not comfortable anymore living in pain and based on my old self stories.
That's powerful. The insights you were having along the way to me are so inspiring because sometimes I believe we're all led by our insights and intuition, but we don't listen.
Right.
Right? Like we're always being guided, but the pain that we carry, the unforgiveness, the self-judgment, how did you learn to listen and not only listen, trust and take action on those insights that were bubbling to the surface as you were healing?
Well, you know, like I said before, like I actually started thinking, well, I'm obviously not living from a place of joy. So what can I start doing that's going to shift these anger and these resentment and these unhappiness, right? These bitterness into something more positive. And that's when I started really paying attention and taking action. Like I said, okay, I'm not going to do anything super big, but I'll do one baby step. I'll make a research on something, or I'll make a phone call to find out about something. And that's when I started really doing more things for myself, right? I started focusing more on myself than the whole old story and the whole pain that I was carrying with myself, with me, that was so heavy, right? It was very heavy to drag it, and it was very difficult to live from that place every day. So one example, and I think I share these in the book, is like, okay, well, what is it that can make me more happy and more joyful? Well, then I decided, well, I want to go and sign up for music classes. That's something that I always wanted to do, but I never gave myself the chance because different things that happened in life, right? And you'll learn about it in the book. But so once I did that one step, and I felt more joyful, and I felt like a more expansive energy around it, I said, oh, I like this. You know, I want to do more things like this. I want to feel more like this. So that's when I started looking for different other things to do. Like I signed up for the gym. I went back to work out. I went to a wellness center, and I got Reiki sessions for myself because I wanted more of that, more joyful, more lighter energy in my life.
And did you notice, as I did in many others, that the more you focused on joy, the more joyful experiences came your way?
Correct. Correct.
And that's where I believe the magic and miracles come into play, right?
Yeah.
And your book is, it's about follow the joy, follow the lightness of spirit, follow your internal guidance or inner wisdom or your soul, whatever language works for you. And that's when you will discover that the divine will rise up to meet you and then provide the magic and miracles. And, mm-hmm. and that's what I found is like, follow your joy, Linda. Follow this energy. And I loved your description of it, is that you could feel the expansiveness in the and the difference in the two energies.
Oh, yeah. Big difference.
Yeah, the energies that before were causing you to have anxiety and panic attacks, which is really heavy, dense energy, to transforming your thought processes and starting to follow joy and being able to, this is what I think is so powerful, Patricia, is you were able to distinguish the difference. That means to me in that moment, even though you were struggling, you were really focusing on the energy of what you felt, not the words, but the energy of the internal feelings. That's powerful.
Right. Yeah, and part of the process also was, you know, to really become more aware on how I was operating, right? Because I was so numb, and because everything that had happened, that I was not really aware of how I was operating, how I was reacting to certain things. And once you become more aware on how you operate every day, you know, to how you react to certain situations or people, how you go about your day, right? Then you start really turning off the autopilot, and you start getting more into alignment, right? And when I say alignment, is when you feel more love, more joy, more peace, more gratitude, right? And you allow more creativity in your life. Then you know that you are more in alignment with source, God, you know, higher power, which is actually your true nature. And that's part of the process that I started really understanding. And that was a big aha moment for me.
And the ahas have continued all these years, because it's been about, what, 5 years since you awakened to, especially the unhappiness in your professional life. I think it was 2013, if I remember correctly from the book.
Yeah.
And, you know, 5 years, think of the inner transformation you've gone through, right?
Oh,
because
yeah.
You were willing to do the work. And I want our listeners to hear that, is 5 years is going to go by no matter what. And would you
exactly.
rather live it in the pain, anxiety, and unhappiness that you may be living now, or be willing to be vulnerable and do the work and go through the uncomfortableness as Patricia has, as I have, as many of her clients have, so that you can come out on the other side and find yourself in a place of joy and feeling aligned and present in your life? To me, I know to Patricia, the reason you wrote this book is because you want that for more women.
Correct.
Yeah, it's
yeah.
like, that's how I look at things now. It's like, you know what? Say it's about taking a course or doing anything that's a dream in my heart. I go, oh my God, that takes 2 years to complete that. And I'm like, 2 years is going to go by anyway. So do
yeah.
you want to come to the end of 2 years and realize you didn't follow this dream you have? Or do you want to take action now, so at the end of 2 years, you've fulfilled this part of your dream? We can't keep putting off our lives.
No, like I said before, there's someday is not in the calendar. Some people, you know, some people say like, well, I'll wait until my kids are, you know, gone to college, or until I find a better job, or until I pay off my debt or whatever. What if we don't make it until that day?
Yeah.
Right. What if we're not here? So what did we do between today and that day that we're no longer here? Right. So that you need to get clear on what's your sense of urgency. I know for me, my sense of urgency was losing my two friends and seeing that someday is not in the calendar, basically. Right. So what is your sense of urgency? Connect with that feeling of, oh, my God. OK, well, my sister, and it can be different for everybody. Right. But I invite you to think about, what is your sense of urgency?
That's a beautiful way of putting it. And when we come back from our final break, let's talk a little more about that, because our sense of urgency may be different for everyone. And I'll be back in a moment with Patricia Young, bestselling author of Awakening to Life. Order your copy at awakeningtolifebook.com.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
We can all use a little more peace and joy in our lives. Don't you agree? Counselor, best-selling author, and self-nurturing expert Kelly Grimes of CultivatingPeaceAndJoy.com is passionate about empowering overwhelmed and exhausted women to live with more peace, joy, and meaning through the practice of self-nurturing. Through her experience working with individuals, speaking, providing workshops, and teaching professional and leadership development to forward-thinking organizations, Kelly knows that nurturing peace in the world begins from the inside out. That's why she created the free Cultivating Peace and Joy mobile app that brings you beautiful self-nurturing reminders, guided meditations, empowering practice tools, and daily prompts with an inspiring question to guide your daily self-nurturing practice. Download your free Cultivating Peace and Joy mobile app today at cultivatingpeaceandjoy.com.
Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Me, a cat moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
A conscious lifestyle for a mindful life. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Inspired Conversation Show. I'm your host, Linda Joy, and with me today is Patricia Young. So, Patricia, when you say that, connect with that urgency, is it a knowing that you have, like this like whisper that keeps coming about something that your soul is saying we should follow, whether it's a new career path, a new relationship? What is that sense of urgency, and what does it feel like?
Well, you know, I really believe that we're going through a transformational time on the planet, right?
Oh, so, I agree.
So I think that spiritually we're all being pushed to align to our life purpose. And so some people feel, you know, an urge inside, like it's a hunger for more, right? To do work that feels more a lot more fulfilling, or, you know, actually achieve their dreams. Or some people feel some discomfort and they feel some frustration about something in particular, right? And that could be a sign too, that it's time to do something different, to change those things. So, but everything really needs to start about you getting clear on what you really want, right? That's the key thing here. And because you cannot live a more expansive life, a bigger life, and a fuller life, and achieve your dreams if you're not clear on what you want to do. That's where everything starts, basically. And then based on that is like, well, what's going to be your sense of urgency based on what is it that you stand for, right? What are your values? What are you passionate about? What are your gifts? And what is it that you want to share with the world? And that's going to help you connect with that sense of urgency, which I said, you know, it's different for everyone because everybody has, you know, they have different values, they have different passions. So it's going to be a different experience for everyone.
It is. And it's almost like a, you used a word a few moments ago, like a pulling. That's when I know I'm being led from my heart and not my ego, right? When it's this internal, it's almost like a yearning.
Yes.
It's so different from ego, right? And that's when I know it's my soul leading me, and I know that's what I need to pay attention to as the most urgent calling for me, is by tuning in and tapping into that energy.
Right. And like I said, you know, it could be different for people. Like some people feel these longings inside, but some people feel some discontent, right? But either the longings or the discontent, those provide a great source of information that you need to pay attention to.
I think discontent, especially in my 20s and 30s, is what led me, because I didn't know how to listen to longing. I didn't even know how to, or yearning. Mm-hmm. I didn't even know how to describe it. So you're right. It was discontent for me of, right. Well, I'm so unhappy in my life or in a relationship, whatever it was at that moment, right? But it was discontent that triggered me wanting to change more than it was knowing what it was that I wanted, right? I didn't know what I wanted. I just knew that this wasn't it in that moment.
Exactly.
Okay, well, I get it.
That's how life was speaking to you at that moment, right? So, like I said, we have to really pay attention and see how life is speaking to us. So is it something that we're longing for, something that we want to do, be, or something that we want to create, or is there something like a discontent, a constant challenge that makes you feel constricted and closed in and you would like to change that? Those are signs that we need to really pay attention to.
That's beautiful. And, you know, I until you said it out loud, I didn't make the connection that that was my trigger back then, was the discontent. And by knowing, I think I, in the midst of the discontent, and I'm curious if this was the same for you, even though I wasn't as spiritually or emotionally awake back 30 years ago, the discontent, now I'll say it this way, looking back now, I see the discontent was, like you said, a sign from my soul trying to direct me to the right path. Mm-hmm. And that we're always receiving those signs then.
Yes.
Right? Always. We just have to be willing to not only look at it, but at the discontent as a sign, but be willing to do the work.
Yeah, exactly.
To erase, to remove the, what's causing the discontent. That's the hardest part, don't you think? The taking the action to do the, to be transformed.
Correct. It's you allowing yourself to say and be open and, you know, being open really to say, okay, well, this is a constant in my life. I feel constricted, or this is a challenge that keeps coming up, or, you know, it makes me feel closed in, that discontent, right? So what can I do to change it? Because some people, what happens is that some people live from that place, right? And and they don't do anything. I call them the whiners, right? But they whine, but they don't do anything about it. But no, at some point you have to do something about it, because here's something that really shifted me too, like understanding that no one will come to save me. It's my responsibility to change things in my life. Nobody will do it for me. It's my own responsibility. But it's my birthright as well, right? We're given these beautiful lives. We have to take action. We're responsible for our own lives. We cannot continue living our lives as a victim, thinking that someone will come and save us, someone will have the answers. No, we all have the answers inside. We just have to pay attention to our longings, to our discontents, because, again, that really provides great information about what we are meant to be doing.
It's so beautiful how you said that. We have to choose not to be victims. And I lived in that energy for probably the first 30 years of my life and chose relationships based on that. He's going to save me, you know, like, and I think, you know, a lot of women on the call, we can relate where we give our power away in a relationship and then wonder. And as we come to a close, there's a portion of your book I just want to read. And I want to leave it as a piece of sacred wisdom to leave our listeners with. And it's a part that says, we all have a core of divine power within us, just waiting to be awakened. When we fully connect to this part of ourselves, to our desires, our intuition, and our greater purpose for being, we discover that we can work miracles in our lives and in the world simply by being who we are. It's so beautiful. I love that quote. And I just want to say thank you for having the courage to do the inner work, to transform your own life, and then to write this best-selling book, Awakening to Life, Your Sacred Guide to Consciously Creating a Life of Purpose, Magic, and Miracles. I know it is already transforming lives. So thank you, Patricia.
Thank you for having me. And I love you, and I love having these amazing conversations with you. So it was an honor being with you here.
Well, thank you, everyone. And until again, visit awakeningtolifebook.com, grab your copy or two, and be sure to claim all the free gifts that are available when you purchase the book, but just for a limited time. Until next time, choose love, choose joy, choose happiness, my friends. Blessings.
Thanks for listening to Inspired Conversations with publisher Linda Joy. Join our sacred space every Tuesday at 2 p.m. Eastern and meet leading female visionaries, empowering authors, heart-centered female entrepreneurs, coaches, and healers. Inspired Conversations with Linda Joy is a soulful venue where guests share the obstacles they've overcome, along with wisdom and lessons learned on their personal journey that led them to the transformational work they do in the world. Inspired Conversations to empower you on your path to authentic and soulful living.